Sets by Basra Daf Kuf Samach Beis, four lines to the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Alpha Mabeis, and we'll begin with Takdama that will recap a previous sugya that we saw from Rabbi Yechon Daf Kuf Samach Mabeis, and also preview the dinim of Rabbi Yechon that we will learn on Adaf. And at the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Mabeis, the Gemara brought Rabbi Yechon Tluya Mekuyam Eskira, and the Gemara continued on Daf Kuf Samach Alpha Mabeis and stated, Machak Pasel Vafel Pishu Mekuyam, Vloy Amru, Machak Pasel El Machim Shar Vakayim, Huchashir Shar Vakayim, and Rabbi Yechon told us that if a sefer forgot to write a word in a shtar, and he adds that word in the airspace above where it's supposed to go, as long as prior to the end of the shtar, the sefer also writes in that you should know I added in this extra word or this extra clause, then it would still be kosher. However, Rabbi Yechon then stated that if you erase a part of the shtar, then the shtar would be pasul. However, Rabbi Yechon then clarified that the only time that we stated that if there's an erasure that the shtar would be pasul, that is only in a scenario where there was erasure in an area that's possible that originally stated Shar V'Kayim, which would generally be after all the details of the Shtar were delineated. And in addition, the space and the area of the Resha was at least large enough to write the word Shar V'Kayim, or larger than that, and in that case the Shtar would be Pasul. However, Rabbi Yechon is also teaching us that if the Resha was smaller than the size of the word Shar V'Kayim, even if it would be a very large Resha, but that Resha was an area where it wouldn't make sense to write the word Shar V'Kayim, and for example, close to the beginning of the Shtar, and at a point where they didn't yet write all the details of the shtar, then by the fact that the sefer erased something in the shtar, it wouldn't pass the shtar. Let's keep in mind that there's a machlekes between the Rashbam and other Rishonim as to what the psul would be in the scenario where the shtar would be pasul. Rashbam seems to hold that the shtar would only be pasul from the makom amachak and further, while the Ritvaris Chaylik can hold the entire shtar as pasul. The mice in a case where the mechikas hashtar is not a psul, and for example, where the erasure was in an area where it was impossible to write the word shar v'kayim, as the erasure was less than two words, or if the erasure was even larger than the word Shar V'Kayim, however, it was in an area where it wouldn't make sense that the word Shar V'Kayim would be found. Rabbi Yechon did not specify that the sefer would actually have to verify that he actually made this erasure. That will be the chiddush of Rabbi Yechon and our sugya. However, ultimately, between our sugya and the previous sugya, we will see that Rabbi Yechon actually added in the caveat that at a point which is closer to the end of the shtar, the sefer would have to write in the shtar that I erased a part of the shtar, or he will specifically write that I added in certain words into the shtar, and as Rashbam at the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Amud Beis teaches us, Tar Sefer Vegiya V'Tal Teva Yishtayim Bein Shita L'Shita the Akin Kayim of B'Sefer Shtar Moshe Anu Kaisvin Teva Plainis the Bein Yishiti Shar V'Kayim. And our Gemara now continues, and Rabbi Yechon will teach us two different dinim, and the Gemara begins Amar Bitzchak Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yechon Kol Mechakin Kulan Tzarech Shichta V'Dein Kayimayin. Number one, even if the Sefer erases any part of a shtar Shaloi B'Makim Shar V'Kayim or b'makim shayr v'kayim, but it was smaller than the words of shayr v'kayim, then the sefer must be m'kayim and verify that he did so by writing ois pleni, oi mila plenis da ala machak, oi debeni chiti in kol mashe kosta b'shtar shayr v'kayim. And of course, this clause must be added into the shtar prior to the sefer writing shayr v'kayim, as once he writes the word shayr v'kayim, it symbolizes that the shtar is already finished. And as Rashbam explains, adav kuf samach alfa mebez, shem einu m'kuyomen ikla meima shem machak v'zayah v'gir and we have to be choshish that it was fraud involved in changing the details of the shtar. Let's keep in mind that although when we learned the Gemara, we were gurus like our Gemara that states, Kol Mechakin Kulin Tzarech Shichta V'Din Kiyumayin. However, Ayin Rashbam was gurus, Kol Mechakin Kulin Tzarech Shichta V'Kiyumayin. And we previously mentioned that there's a machlekes between the Rashbam and other Rishonim, a case where there's a Rishar and there's a Psul as to what the halacha would be. And this is also brought down by the Meiri, and the Meiri states, Kol Mechak and Kulon, the Chol Sheyesh by Mechak, Oy Goro, Oy Bein Yechiti, Vlei Niskayim, Yesh Oymim, Shekol Shta Apostle, Vlei Yerokain, El Sheyin Lamedim, Oy Se Mechak, Oy Goro, Oy Bein Yechiti, Avo Shara Shta Akayim, Bein Choshish Shem Etznai Hoyesham, and we don't have to be Choshish that maybe there was a specific tie in that area. And the Gemara continues and brings down a second din for Rabbi Yechon, V'tzorch Sheyachse Min Yonish Shel Shta, B'Shita Achreino, and the Gemara asks, Mai Taimo, and the Gemara explains, Amram Amram, Lefi Sheyin Lamedim, B'Shita Achreino, and Rabbi Yechon also teach us that since in those times the standard wasn't to end a document by clearly stating that kol shor v'kayim, so it wasn't always clear as to where a document ended, and since, as we will see, there was no requirement to make sure that when Edom executed a shtar that they signed a document immediately after the end of a shtar, so the Edom who weren't professionals would leave up to a full line of blank space between the shtar and between the text and their signatures, and therefore there's always a possibility that the malva will change the shtar after it was already signed and added in a new clause or tnai or change the amount of money that he's owed by writing this additional information into the blank line or the blank space that the Eidim left between the text of the shtar and the signatures, and therefore the Chacham made a takana that we can't learn anything from the last line of text of every shtar. However, of course, this takana would ultimately cause a major issue for Malva or Loiva, as if an important detail or a clause was actually written in the last line of the shtar, we would have to ignore that clause. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon teaches us that a sofer should make sure to recap the shtar in the last line of the text and not add in any new information or clauses. And even though Rabbi Yechon states that a sofer should make sure to recap the shtar in the last line, there's no actual requirement to recap the shtar, but you should just make sure that there's no special tnaim or additional details that's written into that area, as l'maisa, whatever is written on the last line of a shtar will be ignored. And let's see the last Rashbam on Daf Kuf Samach Alpha Mbeis, and the Rashbam states, "V'tzorach sheyachzer min yonin shel shtar b'shita achreina, zehu she'anu kosev b'sefer shtar, v'kinyonim min pleini b'pleini l'pleini, k'chol ma'adakosev m'farash l'el, v'akol shor v'kayim, d'haynu shemfarash v'kofel inya kosev l'mayla." And Rashbam continues, "V'hai v'tzorach sheyachzer hochi mafishin lo, v'tzorach sheloi yeh kosev b'sefer shtar b'shita achreina, shum d'va chidish v'shum t'nai sheshtar toli boy she'in a kosev l'mayla, l'fish loy numa m'shita achreina k'n farash l'kamon, v'nimshes yiskay mashtar elyon b'lei atnai, v'yig b'bosh loy k'din, afo pish loy niskay ma'at. And Rashbam continues, "El bidvarim she'in lanu tzerch behen lumi menu yisayim shtorei kegoy min yoni shel shtar u'ma'at loy nafsi klum in loy numa mishita achreina shvei kfar mafurish l'mayla mashakasa b'shita achreina." As certainly you already wrote all the details of the shtar previously, and therefore neither the malvo or the loiva will lose out. Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem on Daf Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, who states, "Ulohochi kasvi b'chol shtorei b'shita achreina kechol ma'at kasvi mafurish l'el d'haynu min yoni shel shtar." Feeder Rashbam, it's clear that the only thing that you don't learn from is from the last line of text. If the last line of the shtar is blank, then not only will you ignore that last line, which is blank, but you also ignore the previous line, as that's the last line of text of the shtar. However, Ayin Nemiri, who states as follows, "Sheyachzer min yonin shel shtar b'shita achreina, shelo yichtav b'shita achreina, rotzleima oisas smucha le'edim shum dvar chiddush, elo ha'in chenei cholok, o yichtav ba min yonin shel shtar, kegoyin v'kinyon minei, kol mai d'kosav v'mferesh le'el, u'chiyot b'zeb, m'pnei she'in l'meid m'shita achreina, it seems clear that the Me'iri is arguing on the Rashbam. When we explain the reason why the Eidim wouldn't sign right next to the text, we explain because the Eidim are not professionals, and therefore they would leave some space between the text and their signatures. However, Ayin Yad Ramah, who states, "The Chayshin Dilma Revoch Shavik Sadi Shir Shita Achas Leman the Koshminayo," that were choshish that maybe the Eidim left space because there may have been another aid that was older than them, they wanted to be mechabed him. It's important to note that both Rashbam as well as Taisus point out that this halacha that we just mentioned is irrelevant nowadays, since we always write Hakol Shor V'Kayim at the end of every document, and therefore even if the Eidim left space, there is no chashash for fraud, as we will ignore any additional information that was written into the shtar afterwards Shor V'Kayim. As Rashbam states on Daf Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, this din of Rav Amram specifically, b'she'in kos b'shtar shor v'kayim ayirim. Also, ayin and taitzi diu b'maskel l'fi she'in l'meidin b'yameidim loya kosim shor v'kayim b'pshut lahem k'd omer gabi m'kosh l'el. And in those days, they didn't write the word shor v'kayim in their standard shtaris, and it was only written in the shtar m'kosho, as we previously learned. And let us read the top Rashbam on Daf Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, diu b'maskel omer Rav Amram l'fi she'in l'meidin m'shita achreina m'pnei she'in ha'idim y'choyim l'kayim chasim masel kol kach b'somach b'seif ha'shtar u'mniach revach b'in ha'shtar l'chasim Simason, the Yachel Adam Lazayef Lohisim in time, Shita Achas, the Hilkok Tikkun Rabban Lachsim in Yonish Shtar, Bishita Achreino, the built the Sheikh to Bodova Tzorach, Hashtim, Loye Zaifu, Viesifu, La Achas Man, Ein Onum of Sidon Klum, in Loy Nilman Himeno, Shrekva Kosa Kozelamilo, Gamim Zaifu, Viesifu, Bishita Sacholok, Shaach in Yonish Shtar, Shabishita Achreino, Bin Estala Edim, and even if this person will actually try to defraud someone and will actually forge a line in the Shtar, Loy Magli, Loy Murid, Shrekin Lamed, before we continue, let's point out that although the Rashbam and Taisus both state that the din of Rav Amram or the Fisha in Lameda Meshita Achreina only stated where the minhag was not to write the word Shor V'Kayim, however, if you would write the word Shor V'Kayim, then you could learn from Shita Achreina. However, Ayin Ramban who states, "Amol Atima Gadol Shurina Minhag Ha'om L'Kayim Makam V'Tluyas B'Shita Achreina," they would verify any erasures and any added words on the Shita Achreina, even though Rav Amram just taught us that Ein Lameda b'shita achreina, v'heim amru, and they explain, me'achashim enageinu lichtev shor v'kayim b'chol ashtaris, shtah she'im b'shor v'kayim on a poisle esai, and therefore there's no problem to learn from the shita achreina. Ramban states, v'im b'dverim amish, shalai mitzinu b'zeh din v'takon acheres l'achreinim, k'dei sh'neka dina talmana m'sturin lanu, ayin sham, and ayin tesis points out, that certainly when Rabbi Yechon previously taught us, kol mechakin kulun tzarech sh'yichtav v'kiyumayin, this validation has to be written prior to the shita achreina, and prior to the word shar v'kayim, as otherwise it would be ignored. And as he states, the achri came lo yil lemeidin kol ikri yimena ayin sham. Our Gemara now continues, amrali Rab Nachman Rab Amram minol chaha, and Rab Nachman asked Rab Amram, how do you know that ein lemeidin mishita achreina? And amrali the Tanya, and Rab Amram responds, I notice halacha based on the following brisa, as the brisa states, hechik se'idim shnei shitin meksa pasol v'shita achreina kosha. And Rab Amram points out, ma'ishna shnei shitin dilma b'zayiv v'kosav, so shita achas nami mizayiv v'kosav el lav shmamina ein lemeidim shita achreina shmamina. And Rav Amram's raya is that the brisa teaches us that if Edom executed a document and there was two or more lines of blank space between the end of the text of the document and the signatures of the Edom, that the shtar is pasul. But if there is only one blank line of space between the end of the text of the shtar and the signatures, then the shtar is kosher. And l'chayre, the only reason why a shtar would be pasul if there are two blank lines is because we are concerned for fraud. The malva could add in a clause into the shtar or add in a tnai into the shtar that was already executed. And if so, the same chash should apply even if there is only one line of blank space. Therefore, we should require Edom to sign the shtar immediately after the end of the text, and even if there is only one blank line, we should pass the shtar. And therefore, Rabbi Amram proves it must be that we aren't concerned if there is only one blank line, as ein lemeidim shita achreina, and even if the malva adds in a new or additional clause, we will ignore it in any case, so there is no potential for fraud. However, if there are two blank lines, then the malva can add in two lines of text, and although we will ignore the last line as ein lemeidim shita achreina, but the second to last line will not be ignored, and certainly there is potential for fraud. Once again, the Rashbam and Dibur Maskil Hirchus Eidim Shnei Shitim and Aksab Pasol, he states in Ein Kosev by Shor V'Kayim, this din is only relevant at a time that they didn't write in the story Shor V'Kayim. However, nowadays that the minig is to always write Shor V'Kayim, so even if the Eidim would leave two blank spaces between the text of the shtar and their signatures, there wouldn't be a problem, and there wouldn't be a chash for fraud, as l'maisa we would ignore anything that's written after the words Shor V'Kayim. Rashbam then continues, Afilu yesh Eidim shlo nesev ba dvaziyef mikol mokim hayshtar chasba ba'amu shlo nasa ketikin chachamim uchemil va'al pedamya. Even in the time of the Gemara, where they wouldn't write the word Shor V'Kayim, the Eidim left two blank lines between the text of the shtar and their signatures. Then the Malva comes to Bezdin, and he brings two independent Eidim, and they testify that although the Eidim that signed on this document left two lines of blank spaces, but we know that there wasn't any additional information that was added into the shtar, and this is the original shtar, but even so, the shtar will be puzzle. And as Rashbam states, Mikol Mokim Hayshtar Chasma Ba'amu, and Rashbam explains that the reason is, Shalei Nasa Ketikin Chachamim, as this shtar wasn't made based on Takanos Chachamim, and therefore the shtar is puzzle, Uchemil Val Pedamya, and it's mashma, it could still be used as a raya to be goyver with the shtar, but you wouldn't be able to collect Menal Kuchais, but it would still be considered like a Milval Peh. Let's point out that in Taisis on Daf Kuf Samach Heyom Beis in Dibur Maskil Hacha, Taisis states that the Rashbam holds that it wouldn't even be kosher to use this shtar as a shtar raya, that there is a chayiv and ain't a goyiv in Bnei Chori, and you wouldn't even be able to collect from Bnei Chori based on the shtar, and maybe that's why the Rashbam in Asuga states that Chasma Ba'amu. However, others have a different gear in that Taisis, including Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shurim. They explain the Rashbam over there, as we explain the Rashbam in our Gemara, that certainly the Rashbam holds that this shtar is not bottled completely, and you could be goyvim in Bnei Chori, and all the Gemara means that it's pasul ligvais bim mishabdi. This lien would not be considered a milu bishtar, but it would be considered a milu valpeh. Now, Ayin Miri, who brings down for the Gedolei Mefarshim that they argue under Rashbam, and they state shimboa edu ve'idu shehi mechiku v'loi ha'isham shum ziyuf doinoi se bishtar malya, that we consider it a valid shtar. However, the Miri states v'loi hurricane that is not nearer to me, and I don't agree with that shita, and I agree with the Rashbam. And let's continue with the Gemara on Daf Kuf Samach Beis on Beis. Our Brisa just taught us that if there is an area of space which is a shear of two blank lines between the text of the shtar and the chesim and se'edim, then the shtar is pasul. But if there is only one blank line, then the shtar would be kosher. And the Gemara now is ibaylu shitu mechsamai. What would halacha be if there is an area of blank space that would equal the height of 1.5 lines between the end of the text and the chesim and se'edim? And the Gemara is shayla is that do we say that the only time that it's possible is if there's a full two lines, as ultimately you could write in two lines comfortably, and therefore we have to be choshish for fraud? Or do we say that since lemaisa is not a full two lines, so therefore no one could really write in two lines into this area, and you'll only be able to write in one line comfortably, therefore we don't have to be choshish for fraud, as lemaisa in lemaida mishita achreina? Gemara will now continue and try to bring a raya from the reisha de brisa to one side, and then from the sefer de brisa to the other side, and the Gemara state tashma, let us bring a raya that if there is only 1.5 lines of blank space, that the shtar is still kosher. And as we saw in the previous brisa, that the brisa stated hirchak se'idim shnei shitim minaksav pasul, and it's mashma hashitu mechza kosher, and it's mashma from the brisa that the only time that there's a psul in the shtar is only if the edim actually were machik the signatures two full lines away from the ksav. However, if it would be 1.5 lines, then it would still be kosher. But the Gemara states in the sefer, let us see the sefer of the same brisa, as the brisa continues shita achas kosher, that if the edim were machik only one line, then it would be kosher, and it's mashma shita achas to the kosher, that specifically only in a case where they were machik by one line, then it would be kosher hashitu mechza pasul. But if it would be more than one line and it would be 1.5 lines, then it would be pasul. Therefore, the Gemara states elameha lek lemishma mina, that ein chanami from this brisa you can't bring a raya to either side, as from the reisha it's mashma that 1.5 lines would be kosher, and from the sefer it's mashma that 1.5 lines would be pasul. Ein the first Rashbam on Kuf Samach Beis on Beis that states elameha lek lemishma mina, certainly chod dafka, as either the reisha or the sefer is dafka, and as Rashbam states oy sefer oy reisha v'tana ha atuha lemaisa, since the brisa wanted to speak about whole numbers, therefore the brisa spoke about whole numbers both in the reisha and the sefer, and didn't tell us what the halacha would be in regard to a case where the edim signatures were 1.5 lines away from the text of the shtar. Therefore, either the reisha is dafka, the only time that the shtar is pasul is when the edim were machik their signatures two lines away from the text. But if they were machik 1.5 lines away from the text, the shtar would be kosher. Since in the reisha we specifically want to speak about two lines, therefore we also spoke about a whole number in the sefer, and we mentioned one line, even though the din of the sefer would be true even if it would be 1.5 lines. Or we could say that the sefer is dafka, and when the brisa states that the only time that's kosher is when you have one line, it's dafka one line, but if it would be 1.5 lines, then the shtar would be pasul. And the reason why we mentioned two lines in the reisha, even though the din of the reisha would be applicable even if the edim were machik their signatures 1.5 lines away from the text of the shtar, that it would still be pasul, since we mentioned a whole number in the sefer, therefore we also mentioned a whole number in the reisha, and that's why the reisha only speaks about the machik two lines, even though the same thing would apply if they were machik 1.5 lines. Let us point out that the way we explain the shayla of the Gemara is based on the end of Taisus Diva Maschel Yibaylu Shitu Mechzomau. Taisus explains that when the Gemara is asking about 1.5 lines, it has the same definition as when we spoke about one line and two lines, which is talking about the height of the lines. And as he states, Dum Yud Hichik Shnei Shitin V'Hichik Shita Achas Demari Ba'Oyve Kizeh Ba'Oyimahu. And therefore we ask a shayla, what would be a din? Do we say that a person would not be able to forge since he only has 1.5 lines? Or since lemaisa someone could fit in two lines, even though it will only be bedeichik, but still there's a potential for fraud, and therefore would be pasul? Our Gemara now continues, my havila, the lemaisa, what is the din? If the edim execute the shtar and they leave 1.5 lines between the text of the shtar and their signatures, and the Gemara states, Tashma, bring your raya, the Tanya, as the Brisa states, that if the edim executed the shtar and they left two blank lines between their signatures and the text of the shtar, then the shtar would be pasul. And the brisa states first, pachas mikan kosher, and if they left less than two lines, then the shtar would be kosher. And therefore we see that if they only left a shita mechza, then it would still be kosher, and therefore it's a perfect raya to the shayla of the Gemara. And the brisa continues, and we will learn the rest of the brisa as the Rashbam explains the brisa based on the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, that now that we just stated, if edim actually distance their signatures from the end of the text of the shtar by two lines, that the shtar would be pasul. Lemaisa, the brisa is going to explain that although if they would leave it like that and they would leave it blank, then the shtar would be pasul. However, there is a way to fix the shtar, and as the brisa will explain, that if the seifa will actually go and bring two other edim, and even if those edim are pasul for edus, and for example that kravim or the psulim, as long as he has them sign in that blank space, and at this point is no longer any blank space, then since lemaisa there are enough edim in the shtar that are kosher, then this shtar would still be valid, even though those first two edim that are signed on the shtar are being used for fillers and they're just filling up blank space. And lemaisa, these edim are either kravim or psulim, and really they should be kamisha enoi, and we should look at it as if they're not filled in at all. But lemaisa, by having them fill in the space, that's better than having blank space, as we will see. Raisa continues, hoya above chamisha edim chasum al shtar, that if the sefer saw that the first couple of edim who were kshirim signed the shtar, but their signatures were two or more lines away from the text of the shtar, so then the sefer could bring other edim, and even they are kravim or psulim, and therefore at the end result, if you find a shtar that has four or five edim, the nimsa echem and karvad pasul to skayim edus b'shtar, and as long as you're going to be able to verify the rest of the signatures of the witnesses, and you'll end up with at least two edim kshirim by a get pashut, or you'll end up with at least three edim kshirim by a get makushar, then the shtar would be kosher. And as the Gemara continues, misayel leil chizkia, that there's a raya to the din of chizkia, the amr chizkia, as chizkia stated, melo b'kravim kosher, that if you had blank space and you filled that area up with kravim, then the shtar would still be kosher. Al tama, and you shouldn't wonder that how could this be, that if you had blank space, then it would be puzzle, but if you add in edim that are puzzle, then it would make the shtar valid and it would be considered kosher. As lemaisa, we find a similar concept, b'negei sukkah, sharei av sukkah paisa b'shleisha, although we know that if someone leaves airspace in a sukkah of three tefachim or more, then the sukkah would be puzzle, as we wouldn't say love it any longer. Even so, we know that halach is that schach puzzle paisa b'abar, that if Reuven has a sukkah which has four tefachim of airspace and he fills it up with schach puzzle, and for example, with something that's mekabel tumah, then the sukkah would be puzzle, but if there was less than four tefachim of schach puzzle, the sukkah would still be kosher. And therefore we see that sometimes something that's puzzle can make something kosher, even though if it wouldn't be there, the entire sukkah or the shtar would be puzzle. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who states as follows, milo isim beis shitin shehicha ke'edim naksav, imila isim bekraven kosher. Now, I forgot, the loy have a kosabu puzzle, even though if you didn't add these edim, the shtar would be puzzle, hech de milu bekraven shim sun la edas, the damya command less no, a feel hochi kosher, but at the tamar, dovizer, shwe ave sukkah, paisel a sukkah, begibel tvachim, but schach puzzle, shesicha bespudin, oi bedavim a kabel tuma, paisel bedalit tvachim. And as we explained, the ik dalit tvachim, mischach puzzle, psula, vileka el shir gimel tvachim, and a sach puzzle kosher, I forgot, the have a ave gimel tvachim, hoi a puzzle, loy means schach puzzle command. That's still going to be kosher. And we learned our Gemara based on the Gersa in our Gemara. And I in the second line in the Rashbam at the top of the Amud that the Rashbam brings, the Rashbam brings a different Gersa from Rabbeinu Chananel, that Hoya Boy Chamisha Edim Chasum Al Ashtar V'Nimtzu Shnayim Rishayim Kravim Psulim Tiskayim Edus Bishar. It would seem that the din of our Gemara is only a applicable if the Edom, Psulim, or the Kravim were added in as the first witnesses and in the empty two lines of space that were left between the text of the Shtar and the signatures of the Edom, and they were the first of the four or five Edom that ultimately executed the Shtar. However, I in the bottom Taisis Amid, Dibel Maschel, Nimse Echemahem, where Taisis clarifies, Vafilo Rabbeinu Chananel, the Geres Berishayna, even according to the Geres Rabbeinu Chananel that we just brought in the Rashbam, that he was Geres Berishayna, Lav Lafuki Besaif, he's not coming to tell us that the only time that this would be kosher if these two edim were the first two edim in the shtar, the kolshkin who hechush in avi pasul the kosher, as certainly in a case with a valid edim that were previously written, then the last two edim are kravim apsulim, then certainly that would be a valid shtar. And Rambana also brings down Rabbeinu Chananel, and he states for afal pishul macha yetsa shtar fenenu ve'inon yoydin lamuchasmu, and even though at a later point when we see the shtar, we see the two edim at the beginning are pasul or that kravim, and we're not sure why exactly they signed, and personally say we still would not pass the shtar, and we would say that the only reason why they signed the shtar is in order to give them honor. Ramban then continues and states, and certainly if the first edim in the shtar were kosher, and it's only the last edim in the shtar that apostle, that certainly that shtar is kosher, I in the last thesis on the Amid Diba Maschel Nimse Echemahem, who is bothered al Chira, Agamar states that Nimse Echemahem Karvay Pasol, the Skyim Edus Bishar. And a few blad ago, we mentioned the Shita Rabbi Kiva that is found in Mesechus Makkais, that holds regarding other Dinim of Edus, that if there are three Edim and Nimse Echemahem Karvay Pasol, Edusim Betela, al Chira, that seems to be a steer to Agamar. However, I in thesis, as well as other Rishonim and Achronim, who are mechalik between a case of a shtar like Agamara, where we have a cloud that ain't mechsum al shtar, and therefore we say that even if we be nimse echem and karvay pasul, the skyim edus bishar, while the case of mesechtes makris was by a regular case of hagadus edus, which was done al peh, certainly this din is not applicable, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that nimse echem and karvay pasul, that edusim betela ayin sham. It's also important to note that the Rashba states that the only time that this halacha would apply is dafka kach malvavalukech, that this is only if these edim were filled in at the beginning and the shtar was kosher from that point. However, but certainly if the malva or the lekech added in these signatories after the fact, then certainly it would be puzzle. L'maisa, the standard of the din of the brisa of hircha kaseidim shnei shitim naksav puzzle would apply, and the Rashba continues v'cheinim la'achas shebali yodam not la'loiva yamicha umulo bekravim kosher the achshav hu shenas shtar. And similarly, if the malva lekech would have received the shtar, then after the fact it would give it back to the borrower or to the seller, and they would actually fix up the shtar, then it would be a valid shtar, as l'maisa from that point onward the shtar would be valid. However, the Rashba continues avah harayvitz al kosov that the Ravid states imhay bekech if the malva or the lekech would be smart memali oisay kaidim shiavul bezin, then they would fill up the blank space with edim sulim prior to coming to bezin ayin sham, and we will stop over here.